win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win a special school supply. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Luvinda Lib PF faction rejects Tonse Alliance meeting resolutions as illegal. Peter Sinkamba urges government to back off vendetta against Archbishop Banda. In global news, junta says plot to kill Burkina Faso leader foiled. Good afternoon. My name is Constance Mwezinawinga with the Evening News. The Given Living Dalit faction of the Patriotic Front has dismissed as illegal resolutions made from a recent virtual meeting of the Tonse Alliance Council of Leaders, saying it was convened without authority and in violation of alliance procedures. This follows Tonse Alliance interim chairperson, Professor Danny Pole, who earlier announced that the alliance would no longer recognize the Luvindale PF as a partner, citing ongoing leadership disputes within the former ruling party, which have negatively affected the functioning of the alliance. But Mr. Luvinda, who serves as Tonse Alliance chairperson and PF faction president, says the meeting was improperly called by Professor Pole without consultation with him. Mr. Luvinda explains that the PF did not attend the meeting after notifying the alliance that its members were committed to campaign activities in Chawama constituency. He adds that attempts to amend the Tonse Alliance constitution via virtual platform were contrary to agreed procedures, which require constitutional changes to be discussed at a physical meeting scheduled for January 20th, 2026. Mr. Luvinda has since disowned statements and documents circulating on social media linked to the disputed meeting, maintaining that the resolutions have no legal or political standing and that the status quo in the Tonse Alliance remains unchanged. Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba is urging government to back off what he terms as its vindictive moves against Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Lusaka, Alick Banda, and the Catholic Church, as the consequences would be too grave to contemplate. Mr. Sinkamba's remarks come in response to allegations of fraud involving the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, and Archbishop Banda, which suggests that ZRA vehicles were disposed of through a fraudulent internal process. He has questioned the timing of the allegations, pointing out that no report from the Auditor General since 2021 has flagged this particular transaction as fraudulent. Mr. Sinkamba alleges that government is using its machinery to coerce a former ZRA employee into claiming that receipts were falsified to facilitate the gifting or illegal sale of a Toyota Hilux to Archbishop Banda. The Green Party leader warns that unless the allegations are retracted, taxpayers may boycott tax payments, leading to a liquidity crisis and threatening essential social services such as healthcare, education, and public security.
From our view, it's like this individual is being coerced by the government machinery to claim that the receipts were falsified in his name to facilitate the so-called gifting of an illegal, illegally sold vehicle, which is a Toyota Hilux. Now, this creates a very big problem to us because from what we have noted, we have read the report of the Auditor General from 2021 up to now, and nowhere in these audit reports is it specifically stated that that particular transaction was fraudulent. Now, this particular gap suggests that there is a flawed national audit process at ZRA. And looking at the documents for the car, that are in public domain. This new allegation suggests widespread internal collusion at the DRA.
In more news, the Ministry of Education is impressed with the practical impact of the competence-based curriculum on school-going children. Speaking during a tour of some homes of pupils applying acquired skills in farming in Lusaka today, National Science Center Director Professor Benson Banda said it is good that pupils are applying knowledge and becoming creative in schools. Professor Banda has encouraged the pupils to continue pursuing their interest in farming and other practical skills, as agriculture is the backbone of the economy and a source of employment.
The children were not doing anything. They were not allowed even, they could not order oil, they could not do anything. What does that mean? Education has started taking place. Therefore, changing that curriculum at that point was a very good thing, because it now changed the way things are supposed to be done. Secondly, I think you notice the parents, the way they are talking and appreciating what is happening. What does that mean? It means now that the child is supported from both directions. Other children during the holiday could have just been playing around. But what have you seen with these children? They are now actually growing, they are planting, they are kept busy.
Meanwhile, pupils Derwin Sichilima and Chimwemwe Tembo, both 13-year-old form two pupils at David Kaunda's theme school, said they took an interest in farming because of what they were taught in school and wanted to contribute to the country's food security.
I'm in agri class, so all of this here, which is behind me, and even this side, mine, the chihuahua or pumpkin leaf, so to say, there is some okra there. Even me in my agri project there, I have okra. Yes, and there are also some cassava that side, which we planted. Yes.
I've learned that most, in some places, agriculture is, okay, in Zambia, agriculture is one of the things that brings sources to this place, like food. It provides food, it also provides people with employment and stuff like that. It's also a source of income.
As campaigns intensify in the Chawama parliamentary by-elections, leaders from the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, and the ruling UPND have urged their supporters to maintain peaceful campaigns. FDD President Chifumu Banda has emphasized the importance of issue-based campaigns, saying opposing political views does not create an enmity, but rather a right to belong to a party of one's choice. Mr. Banda has urged political party cadres in Chawama to be peaceful and has called for respect of each other's views.
We don't encourage name-calling. No, there is no need. Let's campaign on the issues. Besides that, there is no need to fight each other, because we are not enemies. You are all people from one house called Zambia. Yes, there may be differences in the way we perceive certain issues, but at the end of the day, we belong to one house called Zambia. Therefore, my plea is that let's embrace peaceful, issue-based campaigns, because elections come and go, Zambia will always be there.
Meanwhile, UPND National Youth Chairperson Gilbert Lisoniso has assured that the party will maintain peaceful campaigns and respect diverse views and democracy. Mr. Lisoniso said the UPND believes in tolerance and respect for others' opinions, further stating that the party is focusing on issues and engaging voters in a peaceful manner.
From the time the election started here, we have been very peaceful and will continue to be peaceful, because the people of Chama, for sure, they want peace, they want unity, they want development. Even us as UPN, we know that winning an election, you win by engaging the people. You cannot win an election using violence, like the way the people were doing it. So I want to assure you that there will be a peaceful election. Yes, in certain areas are being provoked, but I think we know how to handle these issues now.
In global news, the plot to kill Burkina Faso's military leader, Captain Ibrahim Traore has been thwarted, the West African nation has announced. The sophisticated plan